And our last word in business is tax day. If you are waking up this morning and you haven't filed your taxes, well, you still have time to do it.
I'm sure you've done yours, right, David?
No comment. If you end up getting money back in a return, retailers actually want that money. They're offering sales and promotions to separate you from that hard-earned return.
Well, businesses are looking for an opportunity for a promotion, and they've decided to attach themselves to Tax Day, which does not always have the greatest connotations for people, but here's a chance to get something for free or for less.
David Mulbaum is an editor at the personal finance site Kiplinger.com. He says retailers will try anything for a sale.
You know, when you look at the Facebook pages of these major chains, they are offering promotions all year round, tied to the most improbable things.
For example, Tax Day. Boston Market has a chicken meal for $10.40. That's 10.40, like the tax form. And Great American Cookies, a chain of cookie stores, is giving away free chocolate chip cookies today. Yay! It's all fair game, says Mulbaum.
You know, it's like any promotion. It's not entirely clear why we're supposed to buy cars on President's Day, but yet that's what the promotions are. You know, if they can get you in the store with a free cookie, chances are you might buy more. Buy more, you might come back again.
Then again, you might put it off. Right, David? Just like taxes?
Yeah.
The IRS has gotten about 100 million tax returns so far for this year, expects another 35 million by today's deadline, and about 12 million people have asked for extensions. That's the business news for Morning Edition on NPR News. I'm Kelly McEvers.
Oh, sorry. I was already starting to finish my taxes. I'm David Greene.